we are here for the PRCA In Conversation With podcast. Welcome everyone. My name's Cheryl King. I'm from Marketeers. Today we're actually joined by Lauren Brush from Active DMC, who's going to tell us a little bit about her Rising Star award, which she was lucky enough to win last year. So welcome, Lauren. How are you doing?
Thank you. Thank you so much for having me. I really appreciate it. So great to be here.
Amazing. Well, we're talking about the award itself. So Absolutely, we are the PRCA Awards for 2019. I can't believe we're almost over there. I've just started and I've just announced the fact that they are looking for entrants for next year's awards. So you were winner of last year's Rising Star Award. So just tell us a little bit about that.
I've always been involved in public relations professional associations ever since I was back in university. I was really involved with the PRSA, which is kind of the equivalent in the States. And then I was on the board of PRSA in the States for my whole professional career. So when I came to the UAE, I really, really wanted to be equally involved here. It's really important to me to give back, and I just love PR with everything that I do. So it kind of transforms into my work and my life. And I came here, and I was lucky enough to meet Leanne. And being at Active, they're always encouraging us to be a part of these associations and kind of create relationships with people in the association. So, on top of that, I was also judging awards and being a guest lecturer at some of the universities here for PR and marketing students. And Leanne kind of saw all this going down, and she thought, you know, you should definitely apply for the Rising Star of the Year award, because it's what you're doing at your agency, but it's also what you're doing for the profession as well.
Yeah.
So I think that's one thing that a lot of people don't realize about the Rising Star award is that, you know, you have to be great at what you do and be great at PR and support your agency, and but it's also supporting the profession, and that's something that I'm extremely passionate about.
Yeah, and I think that that's really interesting, because the award itself is not just about, I guess, what you're doing from your 9 till 6 or you know, whatever you're doing during the working week. It's actually about perhaps what you're doing outside of work that's just has as much impact as what you're doing inside the office.
Exactly. And you know, working at Active, we're always encouraged to kind of go outside of our 9 to 6 hours, and even during 9 to 6 hours, to pursue our passions and be a part of the PR community in every way possible. So it was really easy for me to be able to do both. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So how did you sort of go about when you were sort of thinking about your entry?
Yeah.
And I guess for every people listening in, you know, looking for hints and tips about how they can hopefully give their entry the best chance of winning possible.
Yeah.
So would your advice be to sort of seek outside and to look at different things that you can do to perhaps enhance your application as much as possible?
Yeah. I was lucky. My team nominated me for the award. So that was really amazing. And I think a couple of things that they did was that they actually did a bit of an interview with me to learn about my history and what brought me here, how I came to Active, what my goals were at Active, what I had finished so far. And one thing that they did that I thought was really cool was they actually spoke to some of my clients as well and asked them, you know, why do you like working with Lauren, and what does she bring to the table? And so my entry actually included some testimonials from my team and clients and our MDs. So I think, you know, I don't know if that would work for everybody, but I think with entries like this that don't have a set format, it's always important to go the extra mile and see what else you can include. I think they also included some photos of me winning an award, an agency award that was, you know, like the best leader or something like this. So it even had some photos in there too. So
Wow. So I guess that's really interesting. I think with the testimonials aspect is good to see. And it's great to see that you had endorsement from not only your team, but from your clients as well. So good that you kind of had that as part of your sort of package.
Yeah.
And I guess in terms of writing the award entry, how long did it sort of take? Was it a really kind of quite a long process? And once you kind of submitted it, was there another process after it, or was that sort of
I don't think so. I think my team pulled it together like pretty quickly, but they're always super thorough. So I can imagine that, you know, it wasn't just like a 1 hour thing. And again, they did have the interviews and the testimonials and stuff. To be honest, after they hit send on the award, the last I heard of it was at the awards ceremony. I did not think in a million years that I would ever have even been a runner up for the award, because I haven't been here that long, to be fair. But it was really exciting to see that the short time I had been here was recognized. Mm-hmm. So I think I have a couple of videos from that day, and like you see me, I'm just like in complete shock, you know, because it was also my first awards, PRCA awards ceremony here. And the whole night, I mean, you were there. Mm-hmm. It was like some amazing award-winning campaigns of people that I hadn't met before in Dubai who were doing such amazing things. So I was really impressed by everybody who was there and all the award-winning campaigns. I mean, it was just, I was blown away.
Amazing. Yeah. Must have been quite, as you say, you haven't been in the region that long. To win that award is amazing, actually. Yeah. And it must have been a great sort of, obviously, huge accolade and testimonial to yourself and how well you've done over the short time you've been here.
Yeah.
Perhaps describe that moment. What was it like going up on stage winning the award?
You know, sometimes when those moments happen, you can't remember them because it just happens so fast. But I honestly remember every second. I remember the runner-up was named, and I was so happy. And you know, like, and then I heard my name, and I couldn't believe it. And I was standing next to my MDs, Louie and Sausen, and my colleague Stanislava, and they were like, "That was your name. Go up there, go up there." And I couldn't believe it. And I went up there, and I think I even kissed Leanne on the cheek. I was like, "I couldn't believe this."
It's just a big shock.
It was such a shock. Mm. So that was it. And from then on, like the whole night, it was so nice to meet everybody and say hello. And it really opened a lot of doors in terms of other ways to give back to the community since then, because I've just been able to meet so many people since then.
Brilliant. So I guess the award itself, it's good to see that you've sort of seen, I guess, a bit of a legacy off the back of it. So it's not just you kind of win the award, you're like, okay, great, like back to my day job. Like, do you feel that the awards perhaps opened up doors for you and perhaps maybe connected you with people that you might not have been able to know otherwise?
Absolutely. It's been so many people have reached out since then and just said congratulations. So it's opened the doors to a lot more communication and bringing, you know, the attention back to the agency, of course, too, because it's not just my award, it's the agency's award too. So I'm so grateful for them, because without them putting the passion in us to go and pursue these things, I really wouldn't have been here. Mm-hmm. So many of our clients reached out. I wouldn't be surprised if some of the new business that we've won as well were a result of it as well. So so that was, you know, it's such an added bonus, really.
Yeah. It's definitely a great, I guess, amazing for you to have as a individual. And also, as you say, as the agency as well, I guess, brilliant to have on your kind of pitch creds when you're going in there and you've
it's
got that kind of
accolade. It's on my signature line. It's on everything, you know, it's the title of my LinkedIn page.
And that's good. That's good to see. And I for people now that are thinking about, right, you know, next year's PRCA awards are coming up, and perhaps people in the agency are thinking, right, you know, I'd like to have a good shot at that and start applying for themselves. Perhaps they're already starting to think about how the entry might look in terms of how they can hopefully look to win the Rising Star next year. Mm-hmm. What would be your sort of advice and guidance for perhaps a budding PR professional that's keen to kind of put themselves forward
for this award? I would say the first thing would be, you know, kind of take an outline of all the things that you want to include, because there's probably so much that you want to say, and I'm sure PR CA wants to see short and concise language if I was a judge.
Yeah.
Absolutely make sure to include some data. So if there's goals that you've been given or money, it's not money, but like figures and data in terms of financial figures or X number of new clients or leading X number of award-winning campaigns or something, that hard data is always so crucial in any award that I've ever entered since the beginning of my professional career.
And
just be really sure to think outside of the box when it comes to putting together your entry. Think about what are you doing that's not just for your agency, but maybe in support of your agency. What are you doing for the community, for the PR community as a whole, is important to include.
That's really good. I suppose with the, and yeah, you touched on some interesting things there. So hard data. So, you know, I guess the proof's in the pudding, you know, what have you done? What have you delivered? Yeah. How's your success has been? And then outside the box, I think it's really interesting as well. Cause I think I must admit, I always used to think, right, it's about literally what you've done inside of work as well. But it's great to see that actually what you do outside and how you contribute to the overall community is really important.
Yeah, absolutely. Whether it's attending PRCA events, being on a panel, offering to be a mentor, being a guest lecturer. So it doesn't necessarily have to be with PRCA, but PRCA certainly recognizes the work, you know, that you're doing for the community. And of course, judging awards too and helping out when you can is huge.
Amazing. Yeah. And that's really good to see. And obviously your award entry was sort of standout. And I think sometimes when I've seen with speaking to people in the past, often it's, there's so much information out there. Mm-hmm. And when you're compiling your entry, you have a word limit, whether it's 1,000 words or less. I always like, even when I remember being at university, trying to actually go down to that a word like count is so difficult.
I know.
So how do you sort of filter out, I guess, all the kind of waffle? I mean, do you have to literally make sure that every word sort of counts, or do you structure your awards entry in such a way that you kind of front end all the data? What would be your thoughts on that?
Okay, this is funny, and Heather, you might have to edit. One of my bosses when I was growing up always said something really funny, and it was like, write drunk, edit sober. Do you ever heard this?
So I like that idea.
Yeah, so basically it's like word vomit as much as you want, put everything out there, and then cut it down from there. Think about what's more important, how you can make it shorter, concise. And so this is how I approach award entries too, because there's always so much that you want to say. I guarantee you, if you write it all down and then you sleep on it or come back to it later that afternoon, you're going to think like, okay, I can make this way better and way shorter.
Yeah.
So this is how I would approach it, because if you approach it with the thought of, oh my gosh, I only have this many words, you know, it could be uneven. The beginning will be really strong and then the end will be short. Just get it all out there and then and then cut it down from there.
Yeah, that's a really good shout. I like how you presented that.
Yeah.
And that's so true as well. Like, I sometimes think you're right. You have to get it all out on paper first. Like, literally just brain dump everything. And then once you have a few times to sleep on it, you can start to think, right, you know, I can cut this a bit out. I can trim this sentence down.
I think when it comes to any awards, whether it's the Rising Star or whatnot, a lot of people think that they can just knock them out in a day. But it really takes a lot of time. It takes a lot of thought. And I think if you can spend more time on it over consecutive days, or maybe coming back to it in between, you'll have a much stronger entry.
And I guess also getting lots of feedback from people as well. So as you said, like, not just you, you know, you have your testimonials from your clients and from your kind of peers, but then also maybe getting lots of eyeballs on the entry as well for utilizing the people that work in your agency as well.
Yeah, we always have at least one or two other people look at it or edit it. Because just having a second set of eyes is so crucial. And, you know, for me, it's like a grammar nerd, you know, like, I'm such a grammar nerd. So I'm always analyzing, okay, where does the comma go? Where does the period go? Is it a semicolon here? You know, whatever. So I'm kind of the eyes of the agency when it comes to this sort of thing. But, my other team members are so strong at taking like a 360 view and kind of looking at it holistically too. So there's people who are stronger in like different types of editing too. So the more eyes, the better.
Amazing.
Yeah.
Well, and I guess just kind of just wrapping it up, and it's been great to kind of hear about your experience of like the PRCA awards for this year, even
as
we go into next year. I can't believe that was earlier this year. And I guess just to distill it, if you kind of had to give your sort of top five things to I guess encourage people to enter the PRCA awards, but maybe to get them thinking about when they start filling in their entries, what are some of those pointers again that you think people should remember?
Well, first of all, don't be shy. I mean, you're trying to win an award here, so you have to just learn not to be modest, which is sometimes hard, especially PR, because we're always behind the scenes, you know? We don't actually go...
That's so true.
It's the other way around, so you have to kind of, flaunt your stuff, first of all. Realize that the stuff that you're putting in the award needs to happen well in advance of the award, so... If you haven't yet, start getting involved in the community, that sort of thing. Offer to help with judging the awards and that stuff. Definitely prepare. It's not going to take you just a day or half a day. It's going to take you much longer. Have other people look at the award. And then, of course, think outside the box when it comes to what else can you put in the award entry to make it stronger.
Yeah, that's perfect. And I really like the last one as well, because I think it's so important as well to think about what else you can do. And I think you talked about all your different experience to date, and that's not only just helped you for your award, but it's probably helped you, I guess, in your whole career, like making you a lot more rounded, I guess, shaped and understanding the industry as well.
I definitely, you know, when you move across, you know, to a new country, to a new region, it's always a little scary. And this award definitely kind of put a stamp of approval on on me coming here and staying here, definitely.
Amazing. Yeah. That's so true. And I like the one as well that you said about don't be too shy. I think that's so true about people here. I think there's so many people, they're so modest, and they're quietly getting away with their work, delivering some amazing kind of creative and exciting kind of campaigns. And then people perhaps don't shout about themselves too much. So there you go. This is your chance with this award specifically. So definitely I think there's a good advice there from Lauren. But that would be great, and thanks again for kind of joining us today and giving us a bit of an overview about how you won the award.
Thank you so much for having me. Thank you so much.
No problem.
Yeah, and to anybody listening, always reach out. I'm always happy to help. Just my way of giving back and being so thankful for how far we've come.
Amazing. So if you'd like any more information, if you're listening here today, just have a look on the website, and we've got all the details about how you can apply for the PRCA Rising Star Award, and of course all the other awards are on there as well, so get writing, and I'll see you next time. So that was the podcast In Conversation with Lauren Brush from Active DMC. Thanks again everyone for joining us, and we'll look forward to seeing you next time.